track 14. And unfortunately, we've come to the end of our recording. We certainly hope you've enjoyed it yourselves. We've certainly had a good time here. And believe it or not, Thursday the 2nd of May is National Truffle Day. Originally consisting of a simple ball of Grenache surrounded by a layer of cocoa powder, the original truffle has morphed into a wide range of delicious confections in today's world. National Truffle Day offers a chance to look back at where the truffle came from, as well as celebrating its continual presence in modern confectioneries, kitchens, and sweet shops. While the background of truffles is a bit fuzzy, this chocolate confection is probably one that has its origin in France. The word truffle, funnily enough, comes from the Latin word tuber, meaning lump, which morphed into tuber and finally to the current name truffle. Some think that the name for this sweet treat may have come from its association with the truffle mushroom, especially if the first version of this confection has a wobbly, irregular shape. It's often attributed to an accident that took place in the kitchen of French chef Georges Auguste Escoffier. It has also been said to have emerged from an accident by French baker Louis Dufour. It is believed that truffles became popular in England after the Prestatt chocolate shop opened in London in 1902. Some distinctive features in truffles have resulted in unique names, such as the European truffle, the Belgian truffle, the Swiss truffle, or the American truffle. But no matter where it comes from, the chocolate truffle is a culinary delight that deserves to be celebrated. National Truffle Day was founded with the desire to show appreciation for and pay respect to this amazing and delicious sweet treat. And I want some chocolate now. So just to round things off, a few smileys about chocolate.
So in life, the rule of thumb is don't bite off more than you can chew, unless it's chocolate.
There are two types of people in this world, people who love chocolate and liars.
A seven-year-old is sitting on a park bench eating a chocolate bar. The man sitting next to him looks over and says, "Eating that many chocolate bars is bad for you." The boy looks over and responds, "My great-grandfather lived to be 105. The man replied, "And he ate that much chocolate?" "No," says the boy, "but he minded his own business." In recent weeks, Brian has been enjoying the sound of a blackbird singing outside his sun lounge. He thinks this is one of the most beautiful sounds there is. So instead of our usual closing music, we're going to end today with the sound of a blackbird. In the meantime, it's farewell from me, Jenny.
And from me, Jill.
And from me, Charmaine.
And from me, Ken.
Bye-bye. We'll see you again next week. Take care in the meantime. Bye-bye.